too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, May the 16th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We got a lot to do today. We got a lot to get into today, a lot to review today, and really want to hear from you throughout this day. We're going to get into Clemson's 7-2 win over Kennesaw State last night. Tigers, 7 runs on 10 hits. Did have a couple errors. Davidson and Williams had errors, but really good pitching by the Tigers last night. Matt Clark got his first start, got the win last night. 5 2/3 innings, only gave up 1 earned run, no walks, 5 Ks. Carson Spires, typical Carson Spires, 2 1/3 shutout baseball, and then Miller came in. And Ryan Miller actually came in and pitched an inning last night. The Tigers won 7-2. On the offensive side of things, Davidson extends his hitting streak to 14 games. He goes 2-for-5 with a run. He's on fire. Had a couple of hits from Beer and an RBI and 2-run score. Wharton had a couple of hits and a big RBI double in the fourth inning. And Wilkie, Williams, Donathan, who's DH last night, and Hall all had one hit apiece. Davidson had a double. Wharton had a double. And that's the only extra base hits for the Tigers last night. But Kennesaw State fell to 25-25. Clemson 40-13. For the first time since 2006, Clemson wins 40 regular season baseball games. 3 regular season games left. They flew to Pittsburgh last night. I take it everything went great. A 6 o'clock game on Thursday, 5:30 pregame show. Then 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, finishing up the regular season up at Pittsburgh. ACC tournament coming to you from Durham next week. We will get into the unfortunate news of Robbie Cano, who is suspended for 80 games in Major League Baseball. We'll tell you about that, what all has been said about that, and what that means to Robbie Cano and his maybe his Hall of Fame chances. I never thought he was a Hall of Famer anyway. We'll get to that a little bit. Cavs and the Celtics last night. Cavs got to a great start. Celtics come roaring back. The Celtics win this one 107-94. They are 2-0 lead now as they go back to Cleveland for game 3. NHL last night, Tampa Bay beat the Capitals 4-2 to cut that series lead in half. Now the Caps still lead 2-1. We had the NBA draft lottery last night. The Suns won that one. They'll pick first, followed by the Kings, Hawks, Grizzlies, and Mavericks. The Panthers have a new owner. Found that out during yesterday. David Tepper will tell you a little bit about him and maybe his vision. Remember we had the Sokka Killian Jones, the Kentucky 5-star transfer. He's going to NC State. We'll tell you about that too. Braves lost last night 3-2. Yankees were suspended. They'll pick that up tonight. They're up in our nation's capital playing the Nationals. And also saw a couple of little golf notes. Three golf notes for you. One from the NCAA golf. Great news for the Tigers. Clemson's in really good shape heading into today. Texas A&M is 18 under par on their home course. Clemson's 17 under par and just one shot back. For top five teams get in right now. Clemson has a 28-shot lead going to the last day over the sixth team to get in. South Carolina is that sixth team right now. They trail Ole Miss for the final spot by 8 shots. They go off at 8 o'clock Central Time. Clemson 7:30 Central Time. It was a great day as Turk Pettit yesterday fired a 7-under-par 65. That is ties the lowest round by any Clemson player in the NCAA tournament. Great round yesterday. We'll give you what everybody else shot and where everybody else stands. Doc Redmond and Turk Pettit are both 7-under par. Bryson number 10 at 3-under par. Those guys trying to win their the individual part of the NCAA regional as well as the women get underway from Carson Creek next week and the men the following week as they would advance there, hopefully there. We can also tell you PGA Tour, really interesting venue this week. The Byron Nelson Classic. Once Mr. Nelson passed away, it lost its luster. He was the draw. The golf course they used to play at, you know, wasn't great. Now they're on an extremely interesting course that's it's built on a landfill, and it's one of the most unique golf courses I've ever seen. We'll tell you about it coming up in today's show. And then finally, because we have to, because he's one of ours, because we would need to have our thoughts and prayers with him, we'll review the bizarre story of Lucas Glover that happened over the weekend concerning the arrest of his wife. And we'll give you details of that story coming up. The unfortunate stuff. We talked to a lot of people that know him well last night and been friends with him for a long time last night. Just unfortunate news there coming out. We'll tell you more details of that story as this day progresses. But the most important thing that I do every day is kick it over on the other side of the glass and see the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the author and host of segment two of the show every single day, the engineer of Clemson baseball, and really just all around Mr. Everything. It is our great friend, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm great.
Happy. How about to hear. You? Not too bad. Just enjoying this rainy morning.
You know, I get these tweets now, or these texts now from the Weather Channel, and it tells me what time it's going to start raining, and it's never right. But this morning it said rain will begin at 5:55. Well, I got about 13 during the night about what time it's going to begin. Mm-hmm. And so I get in my car and I'm driving over, and it's drizzling, sprinkly.
Rain began.
And then at 5:55 it started pouring. Mm. So, hey, good job, Weather Channel. I don't know how they know that, man. It's pretty cool. We needed it. I guess we needed it, maybe.
Yeah. It has been really hot the last couple of days.
Yeah. Cool down. Yeah. I'll give you that. So. High of only 77 today, 78 tomorrow, 79 tomorrow, and 80. We're going to go up one degree every single day. But, man, 80% chance of rain today, 80 tomorrow, 90 on Friday, 80 on Saturday.
I guess I'm not playing golf today.
No. No. Well, you can. But I wouldn't. I don't think it's going to be great. Rain in the morning, numerous thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High of 77, winds 5-10, chance of rain 80. Locally heavy rainfall possible in Clemson at least today.
Yep.
That ain't good. How you been?
Great, man. Just fantastic.
Great. Catch me up. What'd you do yesterday? I know you produced a little Clemson baseball last night.
Well, that's really all you need to know.
No, that's not baseball. All I need to know.
Baseball was the main attraction last night. Clemson with a win down at Kennesaw State. Matt Clark having a great start.
How about that?
And his pregame interview, Monty's like, well, you know, we'll be real happy if he gets through four. And he goes 5 2/3, mm-hmm. and has a real, real good game. Gave up the unfortunate solo shot there to have one earned. The first run was not earned on him last night. Mm-hmm. But a very promising and very good start from the lefty from Hilton Head.
Yeah, nice 40th win. That number, that's that kind of magic number. 40 regular season wins. That if you do that, you seemingly
you always host. And in looking at it, I saw another projection yesterday. They come out with these weekly projections now, and a couple of different sites do it. But D1 Baseball has Clemson as a national seed, the last national seed, and hooked up with Stetson. I'll give you some of those national seeds as it works out. They had Oklahoma State coming here. It didn't work out great last time Oklahoma State came over as the number two seed. And it had South Carolina going up to Duke in their kind of deal there. But nice win for them, right?
Very much so.
Yeah. I was a little worried about them getting it in because of the weather. But the Braves got their game in down there, and Clemson got their game in and down there. Both visiting teams came into Atlanta like Sherman last night. Ooh, bad joke.
Come on, man.
Bad joke. Mm. Anyway, nice to see that. What else happened in your life over there?
You know, that's probably about the extent of it yesterday. Wasn't too crazy.
Well, it was kind of early evening for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Got to hear 10 after 9, so you can't complain about that.
That ain't bad at all. Did you you cook any banana bread or any kind of what
no, zucchini bread or anything? No, just got zucchini bread sitting at the house. We got to work on that.
Yeah.
Makes two loaves, so we're only on the first loaf.
How are you in the baseball stuff? This postseason stuff, like you follow, like I know everybody's talking about the Field of 64. They like these bracketologists, whatever. They've got. I'm kind of looking at a site right now. You get in onto this baseball, like you know who's first four out, last four in, that kind of stuff.
No, I know that Clemson was projected as the 8 national seed.
Right, D1 baseball has that. Yes,
and I know that Oklahoma State, Yale. And somebody else was supposed to be coming here.
Let's see what it has on this one. On this one, yeah, I don't know. RPI, I'm looking at something else here. RPI, Clemson 11th right now, and as high as 4 in the latest polls. I'm looking at the projected field in D1 baseball, 11 SEC teams, 6 ACC, 5 American, 5 Big 12, 4 Big 10, 4 Pac-12. Right now, last 5 in, Illinois, Louisiana Tech, LSU, last 5 in.
Dang.
Mississippi State, remember they fired a coach after one series, last 5 in. And Washington, last 5 in. First 5 out, Arizona, former national champion. Purdue, or I should say Purdue, Michigan, TCU, and Iowa. TCU out. Man, I didn't think this, because your best players out of high school go pro that you sign, still go pro.
Sure.
And because your juniors go pro. That baseball is the hardest to maintain. And look at that. TCU, Arizona, Mississippi State, LSU, all national powers on the bubble coming in. Miami is a national power, and they're not getting in. It's crazy to think about, like, who these teams are and where they're headed. As far as the stability of baseball is what I'm trying to think of. Stability. It's just extremely difficult to do. And it's going to happen here. I hope that we don't get on the current staff because he's building something over here. But postseason baseball, I love it. We don't love the format of the ACC baseball tournament. But once we get into the regionals, super regionals, and then into the College World Series and then the finals of the College World Series, they've got that figured out. They do a really good job with that. So really, really, really looking forward to that. What's on tap for second segment day, segment 2?
We got a couple of things up in the air. We'll figure it out and surprise you there in the second segment today.
In other words, you hadn't figured it out yet?
No, we have a couple of things.
Did you see we had 2 Tigers on the NFL.com's Heisman list? Kelly Bryant at number 5, Travis Etienne at number 13. 18 guys on this list. And 2 guys who might not start for Clemson on the Heisman list, you know?
Only 2 on that list?
Well, out of 18, it's not bad.
Number 16 on that list?
Who's 16?
Was number 16 on that list?
Oh, was number 16. No, he was in college football news, he was a Heisman contender. I asked someone, a former player yesterday, who starts? He goes, first game? I went, yeah. He goes, Kelly B. And then I said, well, how about second game, third game, fourth game? He goes, third series, T-Law.
Jeez.
But he says that, you know, it'll be interesting. So yeah, go out and earn it. Got to earn on the field.
You're telling me Kelly Brown's going to go out and throw a first pitch, essentially? Ceremonial first pitch?
See, that's what you get there now. Because then you get to be, well, they didn't treat it fair because he only got to put 2 series. No, he's going to play a bunch. This is Furman. And look, I tell you, I think Hunter Johnson's going to play a bunch. I think that, how much, I don't know how much Chase Bryce is going to play in that first game. We'll see, though. We'll see what comes out of it.
I should be excited. I can't wait. Yeah.
What was your Robbie Cano reaction?
That's actually something I want to touch on
okay.
in the next segment.
Right. Well, hey, man, we'll say that one for sure.
If that's okay.
Yeah, and then quickly, because I'll do this in the third segment, let's do the next segment. Not a good look for Lucas Glover yesterday, and I was good friends with Lucas for a very long time. Hadn't talked to him in a while, and talked to some former teammate of his last night, and some guys that know him really well. And man, just a not a good look, unfortunate look coming out of all that. But I think this is going to be a hard one to come back from. This is a scarred up deal. I'm not sure we need to know all the details inside of people's marriage until it does become a legal issue with kids and all that kind of stuff. I feel bad for the kids. And I feel bad for Lucas, and I hope it can work out. But this is going to be, quite frankly, just kind of an embarrassing deal.
I feel bad for his mom.
Yeah, yeah. I know his mom. Again, I hadn't spoken to her in a while, but she's always been very, very kind to me. Lucas's granddad when he was living, and all of his uncles, his family, his grandmother was, all of them were really, really, really nice to me and good people. And he's a big, big, huge Clemson fan. And so if you're a Clemson person, if you're a loving, caring person, you're going to have your thoughts and prayers, hopefully straighten all that out. But just wasn't a good look. For those who don't know, we'll tell you about that a little bit later in the show as well. Hey, I got an email last night. I received an email fairly late last night.
Masters tickets?
No, I won the lottery down in Nigeria.
There you go.
Yeah, it worked out good.
A prince wants to split it with you, right?
But yeah, it's going to work out great. All I got to do is get my bank account. No, they have a big Memorial Day sale going on over at Engineered Sleep. So the dates are May the 25th, 26th, and 28th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Monday. The first 10 people each day save up to $200 extra. The biggest sale they've ever done. They don't run sales there. But they decided, hey, man, let's try a big Memorial Day blowout. Two free pillows with every order in store and more. And so this is a huge deal. Davis Order sent this to us. This is a huge deal. This is the first one of these that they've ever done and might ever do again here. The Memorial Day sale at Engineered Sleep. May 25th, 26th, and 28th, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. First 10 people, $200, extra $200 off there, and two free pillows with every order and more in-store savings. So get in touch with them. Engineered Sleep, the best mattresses in the world, custom-made, custom-designed, just for you, Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Segment two with your host, Zach Orr, and your turn more after this.
The 36th Annual Meals on Wheels Golf Tournament is set for May 19th at Pine Lake Golf Course in Anderson. This annual event raises thousands of dollars for local Meals on Wheels, and it's your chance to enjoy great golf while helping a worthy cause. The tournament is also seeking sponsors starting at just $100. For information on registering, sponsoring, or to find out more about Meals on Wheels Anderson, log on to acmow.org. The 36th Annual Meals on Wheels Golf Tournament, May 19th at Pine Lake Golf Course, Anderson.
Burton Properties owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. Safe and comfortable living along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call them at 653-7717 or 654-1130. Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
Spring is here. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and we are spring cleaning at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. Come see us for the lowest mattress prices around and get your box spring free with your purchase. Or pamper yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base and spend your summer in a sleep paradise. From soft to firm, with 8 sizes to choose from, come visit Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca and take home your perfect mattress today. Located in Seneca across from Chick-fil-A.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Welcome to Blossman. How may I help you?
Well, I'm interested in a gas range, but my propane company doesn't sell or install appliances.
At Blossman, we sell, install, and service anything that burns gas.
But the natural gas doesn't reach our house.
Propane gas appliances can be installed anywhere you live. It's that easy. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, I really could use a new recipe for my supper club.
Have you tried the sautéed garlic shrimp?
Life is made of moments. Make the most of them. Blossman Propane Gas Appliance and Service delivers more than propane. Blossman has been providing hometown service and value for your dollar with the highest safety standards since 1951. Take comfort in Blossman. Call 1-888-BLOSSMAN or drop by anytime.
Here's the deal. Become a Blossman customer and receive a free tank set and safety check through July. Contact stores for details.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute to your ball. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Back, back, seat of my car. I'll let you have it.
Welcome back. Second segment, May the 16th of the Mickey Plyler Show. You can get in on the show today and this morning. We'd love that. We'd welcome that. Of course, you can always interact with us on Twitter. Twitter makes the show. Any tweets, we usually put them on the air if they are of reasonable language and discourse. At Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24 on Twitter. You can, of course, text the show. Texting, if you're going to text in, please, 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 where you're texting from and your name would be included, and that'll get on the air. That text line for the Health Air text line is 986-1566. And then last, but certainly not least, phone calls take precedent on the show. The Northland Communication phone line, that is 864-654-ROAR, 864-654-7627. Yesterday, in the world of sports, there was all kinds of stuff going on, from the Cavs going down 0-2 to the Capitals losing to Tampa Bay and having a 2-1 series lead there. For me, the big sports news yesterday, the sad and unfortunate sports news yesterday, was Robinson Cano, the Seattle Mariners' second baseman, the former New York Yankee, testing positive for a banned substance and being suspended for 80 games. Robinson Cano, who is currently on the disabled list, the 10-day disabled list for a fractured hand, will not be eligible to serve those games until he comes off the disabled list. And once he does that, he will not be eligible for any postseason action the Mariners might find at any point in this season. Cano tested positive for diuretic furosemide, whatever it is, It's a drug that helps you heal quicker. It is not a PED. He did not take steroids, but it...
It is a PED.
Well, performance enhancing, really? I think it... I don't know if I would classify it as that.
It can be used to masking PEDs. Sorry.
Well, he alleges that he used it for an injury, and he was given it by a certified doctor in the DR, his home country, the Dominican Republic. He has decided to accept the suspension and not appeal it, which does not make sense to me if it was given to him by a certified doctor and it was truly just a mistake, then we should kind of try to fight this a little bit. But 80 games is 80 games, and he will miss all of those, and it's going to cost him $11.72 million of his contract. Robinson Cano, obviously, for me, was a Yankee first and foremost. Robinson Cano, in 8 years in the Bronx, won World Series title. Had his highest ever batting average in the Bronx, had his highest ever home run total, highest ever RBI totals in the Bronx. He was a great second baseman, a great Yankee for a lot of years. Him going to Seattle was disappointing and sad at that point in time. And it's disappointing and sad now reading this news. He cheated. And it's unfortunate to talk about a player who was immensely popular across the league, across the board, but with fans, had a smooth, easy swing, and he rushed it back, didn't want to have surgery or didn't want to rehab injuries, whatever it was, and took the short road, and it's going to cost him $11 million in 80 games of his season this season.
First of all, I didn't know I just read the original for the first story that came out, PEDs, and then we find out that it is furosemide, whatever.
Yeah, I can't say it either.
Dr. Skinny said it is a diuretic. I don't know what that means. He says definitely can be used to increase urine output, which can dilute samples and mask other drugs. What we don't know is, and you get this excuse all the time.
Yep.
What we don't know is, was this legit? Was this something that was given to him by, you know, a bona fide doctor that thought he was doing the right thing and didn't know it was on a banned substance? Was he doing it to enhance his performance? I don't know those kind of things. I don't think we'll ever know those kind of things. A friend writes in, the reason he's not appealing is because games on the DL do count in the suspension. He's going to be out for a while anyhow with a hand fracture. I didn't know all that as well. I gave up on Robbie Cano when he gave up on us.
It was funny because he's 35 years old now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's not exactly young anymore.
Right.
But he's still a productive player.
Yes.
You know, this season he's hitting .287. He's got 4 home runs, 23 RBIs, .385 on base percentage. That could be a tick higher. Last year, you know, he hit .280. He had 23 home runs, 97 RBIs. He's still a productive player. He's still a gold glove caliber second baseman. He cheated. And
did he cheat?
He cheated. This is cheating. This is what it is.
Knowingly cheat?
Well, if you read his statement, because everybody has a statement right after, right?
Yeah.
His statement was as follows. This was the most difficult decision I've ever made in my life, but ultimately the right decision, given that I do not dispute that I was given the substance, kind of said in a statement. I apologize to my family, friends, fans, and teammates in the Mariners organization. I'm extremely grateful for the support I received during the process, and I look forward to rejoining my teammates later in the season. He knows what he did was wrong. He knows that the substance was banned, and he took it anyway.
Dr. Skinny really is a doctor.
He's a pharmaceutical something. Right. We asked him one time.
Dr. Skinny says diuretics can be used to decrease blood pressure. However, furosemide, I'm guessing, is primarily used to get extra fluid off the patient's body. It is not a good blood pressure medicine used in kidney failure and heart failure. Pretty clear. Did he have kidney failure, heart failure?
I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Yeah. So, you know.
And obviously he was okay enough health-wise to have surgery yesterday.
Right.
So I can't imagine his heart or kidney was in too bad a shape if he had to go under for surgery.
I told you I gave up on when he gave up on us. He took the money. He took money rather than staying with the better team in the Yankees. And so far, he's done nothing in the postseason as a result of going with the Seattle Mariners. I always thought he was a pretty selfish player. Didn't run balls out. You know, you saw that a lot of times. He hit a ground ball, hard ground ball at second baseman, and never ran the ball out.
Well, that bothered people because Jeter was still on those teams.
Right.
And Jeter was running everything out.
Right.
And it was funny when he left. I remember this so clearly after he left. He signs this huge contract. Hey, guys, not about the money. Because Yankees could have paid him the money.
It was about the money.
Yankees could have paid him the money. They didn't want to pay him that money.
Right.
And he's one of the big things, I wanted to be in a really... a Latino area, really a high Latino area. I was like, you lived in New York City.
Yeah, the Bronx.
The Bronx.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it was funny to hear that.
Here's what the attention now has turned to whether he belongs in the Hall of Fame and what this will do to it. First of all, I never thought he's a Hall of Famer. However, I did read this morning, one of only 16 players with a career 300 batting average, 2,000 hits, 1,000 runs, 500 doubles, 300 homers, and 1,000 RBIs. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Stan Musial are among the headliners of that group. 8-time All-Star, second most prolific home run hitter, second baseman in history with 305, only behind Jeff Kent. I still got to see some of them. I never thought of when I was watching Robbie Cano that I was watching a Hall of Famer. We've watered this Hall of Fame. Now, speaking of diluting, we've watered the Hall of Fame down.
Sure.
An awful lot through it all.
He's got a World Series title to his credit.
Yeah.
What has he got? 8 All-Star games to his credit. He's a 304 career hitter, 305 home runs, 1,200 RBIs. It's not, he's in the conversation. He was in the conversation. I think this hurts him immensely.
Texture says, make sure to sit my buddy on here. No, it's not. Texture said, Yankees suck. No one, and no period in here. This is if you read it, like I said, Yankees suck no one. That's true. Yankees suck no one around here. The majority of people around here don't like the Yankees. No one gives it's an S word about the game. Yankees not game.
About the Yankees.
But he says the game, the Yankees not game.
Well, friend, we're talking about a guy that plays for the Mariners right now that got suspended for a performance-enhancing drug, I guess, if you want to call it that way. It's something that helped him recover faster. We're not talking about the Yankees. We can talk about the Yankees game if you'd like to. We can talk about how the Yankees game suspended last night after a gigantic thunderstorm and big storm system blew through the Northeast yesterday. It's 3-3, and they resumed that game at 5:06 this afternoon before they play another game at 7 o'clock. You idiot. How'd the Braves do last night, you loser? God.
How do you just assume the guy's a Braves fan?
Because, of course, he's a Braves fan. Braves fans are all over the place right now.
This guy's gotten off to a good start in his day, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a great day. I hope it turns around after this nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
Dr. Skinny says that... No, Kyle and Anderson said you pronounced it right.
Furosemide.
Semide. So you wouldn't think healthy athletes would have any reason to take that med. I think it's clearly used to mask something. For example, congestive heart failure patients often take this med. Man, we got some great... We got some really smart people that listen to this show.
Very smart. Smarter than us.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt about that. Anyway, did you ever think he was a Hall of Famer?
I thought he was on the track if he continued the way he was continuing. Mm. He was definitely in the conversation. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Mm.
But this could be a kind of guy that sneaks in there, 10 years down the road, that kind of thing.
Mm.
You really don't think there was even a conversation about Robinson Cano?
I always do this, a very simple test to me. Very simple test.
Sure.
When you go to the ballpark, do you say to yourself, hey, man, see that guy right there? It's a Hall of Famer. I know that sounds very simple.
Yep.
Like, in my lifetime, I saw Hank Aaron play. All right. My granddaddy used to take me down to Braves games, and I saw Hank Aaron play. And I go, you know what? I'm seeing a Hall of Famer. Even at like 8, 9, 10 years old, like I realized, you know what? The guy's a Hall of Famer. When I saw Ralph Garr play, Ralph Garr's a good player. Darrell Evans is a good player. But they aren't Hall of Famers. I go to Yankees game. I remember going to a series in Atlanta when the Yankees came down a 3-game series.
Yep.
And Derek Jeter comes up to the plate. And I remember saying to myself, you know what? I'm watching the Hall of Famer right now. I watched Robbie Cano. I never thought that I was watching a Hall of Famer. To me, it's a very simple. I said this before on the show. If there is a debate, then there's no debate. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
No one looks at Brooke Decker and go, you think she's kind of hot? I don't really know, man. No one looks at a Ferrari and says, you think that's a nice car? It's not really a nice car. Like, you could look at a really, really cool, nice sedan, 2010, I don't know, Ford Fairlane or whatever, and you could look at it and say, you know, some people really like that car. Some people don't.
Sure.
Is it a great car? I wouldn't think, is it great? You look at a Lamborghini and a Ferrari, and no one can go, you know what? I don't think that's a great car.
And you go, wow, that's a nice car.
Yes. You look at it and you go, you know what? That really looks like a great car.
So you could just tell. You could look at a player and go, wow, that's a Hall of Famer right there.
I mean, not just look at him, but you say, oh, my goodness gracious.
So like last Derek night Jeter? When you're watching the game, you're like, wow, there goes Gleyber Torres, future Hall of Famer.
Not yet. Man. Not yet.
Come on, man. He went for two last. He's batting 324.
Not yet.
He's a rookie.
Yet. No. Not yet. Not yet.
Come on, man.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's the eye test. You watch it.
This is a very simple deal. To me, it's almost like, and we get these Hall of Fame ballots. I'm like, what? What's that guy doing on the ballot? Who are the 16% of people that voted for this guy?
Yeah.
This guy's not a Hall of Famer. And then you get one like Greg Maddux.
Yep.
I saw Maddux pitch in person. And so when you go see Greg Maddux pitch in person, you go, you know what? That guy's a Hall of Famer. Who are like the 7% of the people who didn't vote for Greg Maddux in the Hall of Fame?
No idea.
And who are the 16% of the people who are voting for, name really guy, I didn't get into it here, so I don't know.
We understand your point.
Yeah, Steve Avery to get in the Hall of Fame.
Ah, Steve Avery.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Nobody ever looked at Steve Avery, my Hall of Famer there. Like 8% of people voted for him. I'm like, what? Not for him specifically, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
It's an open and shut case to win the Hall of Fame. I'll watch LeBron James Hall of Fame. Watch Chris Bosh. I don't think that's Hall of Fame. You know? Anyway, interesting stuff. I go thumbs down on the Hall of Fame. Does this close his Hall of Fame door?
I think so. Unless he reels off like 3 straight World Series titles after this.
Yeah. A short break. I enjoyed segment 2 today, buddy.
Quick little talk about baseball.
Yeah. One guy ripped you for saying it.
That's all right.
And then you called him an idiot.
He is.
A short break. I do want to tell you about my friends over at Prime Lending. Here's what's really great about Prime Lending. I get emails from Mark Hawkins about Prime Lending and just about different things to look at and think about. One of the things he sent me the other day was 7 steps to if your home suffers a major loss. Like, you know, your insurance coverage and how to mitigate damages and avoid transient contractors and staying safe. You know, we've got storms and things that are going on. We've got earthquakes and lava all over the world now. There's all these things that are going on. We've got hurricane season coming right around the corner and flood seasons and things like this. So immediately file your claim with the insurance company. But there's just 7 steps to do about home. And so it's about home and wealth and your lifestyle. And they've got all these at Prime Lending, a Plains Capital company. And it's just another example of all the resources that this person has. I mean, that people can have at Prime Lending. On top of that, you want a new home. You want to remodel your home. You want to refinance your home. I want you to call Mark Hawkins, 230-9746. 230-9746, a Prime Lending, a Plains Capital company, primelendingsc.com. Local people really helping you out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll touch on the Lucas Glover stuff. We'll open up phone lines, text, and tweets. We'd love to hear from you. With Zach Orr, Mickey Plotter, more after this.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate. Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
I'm Bridget, Executive Health Coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only two things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
I'm the manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. I got my driver's license when I was 17. Back of my truck started fishtailing. That's the reason why you want good tires. They need to be able to cut through that water so that you don't lose control. My name is Gary, and I'm proud to keep your car running newer, longer.
Come get our best deal on Firestone tires this summer. Check driveafirestone.com or your local Firestone Complete Auto Care for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-640-88. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-640-88. That's 1-800-640-88.
Want to surprise your mom this Mother's Day? Give her something surprising from the Home Depot. Like the Hampton Bay Oak Cliff 4-piece patio set, now only $449. That's $150 off. Or maybe a Himalayan salt plate or a decorative lantern. Lots of things you wouldn't expect from the Home Depot. You can find at the Home Depot or HomeDepot.com. Surprise! For unique and unexpected Mother's Day gifts, start at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid until May 16th.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Hey, my friends at Harbin Lumber want you to give them a call. If you are an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, and I like this idea. They're not trying to say the whole shooting shebang right now. You ever bought the whole shooting shebang?
I haven't sold it before.
They're not trying to give you the whole shooting shebang.
They're not.
All they're saying, Zacho, I like the strategy. All they're saying is, hey, man, give us a shot at a small order and see how we do. Give us a shot just to sit down with you and visit with you. Give us a shot at just like just learn a little bit about who we are. Let us learn a little bit about who you are. And let's see if we can enhance your business. Let's see if we can find a way to move you in a direction that's more profitable, that you're better off with your time management, better off with your more efficient with your money and bottom line as well. It's a great deal. Full service, full lumber yard, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Texas said if he was a Yankees, Mickey says he's a Hall of Famer. Not true. Not true. A lot of Yankees, matter of fact, aren't really worthy of a Hall of Fame. So, no, that's not true either. When he was with the New York Yankees and I saw him play on about eight or nine occasions, I never got the feeling that I was watching a Hall of Famer. Really good player. One of the best players of his era.
How is he not a Hall of Famer, though?
Because you got to be above all. You got to be the best of the best. It's not a hall of really, really good player. That's what the All-Star game's for. You know what I say when I watch Robinson Cano?
What's that?
There's an All-Star second baseman right there. That guy's an All-Star. But not Hall of Famer.
Do you have a romanticized look onto the Hall of Fame? Because the Hall of Fame isn't what it should be, if we're being honest, right?
Do tell.
I mean, there's players in there that ideally are not Hall of Famers.
Right.
And they make it in.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, on the last second ballot or whatever it is.
Like Tim Raines.
Like guys like that. Like who's last name? Who'd you take exception with? Not Bagwell.
Bagwell,
was it Bagwell that you got all fired up about?
Yeah, Bagwell's not a Hall of Famer.
So that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean
2,300 hits gets you in the Hall of Fame now, huh?
In that Hall of Fame, I think he's got a conversation.
Yeah, but get me started, man.
That's saying.
The guy hit .297, he had 2,300 hits. We put him in the Hall of Fame.
What?
The Hall of Fame is Mickey Mantle. The Hall of Fame is Hank Aaron. The Hall of Fame is Willie Mays. No one says, son, this summer, we're going to Cooperstown. We're going to see Jeff Bagwell's plaque. No one says that.
If Bagwell gets in, then Cano, with his 2,400 hits, .304 career average,
right,
1,200 RBIs.
Cano's better. Cano's a better player than Jeff Bagwell.
He's got a World Series.
Right.
8-time All-Star, 2-time Gold Glove winner, 5-time Silver Slugger. He gets in.
See, here's what gets me about the Hall of Fame. Like, you know, 86% of people voted for him, I get it, whatever. How about like Larry Walker, who had 2,100 hits, Larry Walker did hit .313. But Larry Walker, 22% of people voted for Larry Walker for the Hall of Fame. Like, what? Billy Wagner, 10% of people voted for Billy Wagner to get in the Hall of Fame. What? Here, somebody voted for Tim Wakefield to get in the Hall of Fame, for Jason Veritek. Someone voted for last year in 2017. Someone voted for Edgar Renteria to get in the Hall of Fame. He got 2 votes to get in the Hall of Fame. Who are the 2 idiots that voted for Edgar Renteria to get in the Hall of Fame? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Man, the Hall of Fame is Willie Mays. It's the hall of the best of the best. It's the elite, the best ever. Not stinking Edgar Renteria. Fred McGriff. 22% of people voted for Fred McGriff. And it's .284 batting average. What? What are we doing, man? What are we doing? And so, I would vote for Robinson Cano to make a ton of All-Star teams over the last 15 years. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't vote for him in the Hall of Fame.
We didn't think of it, huh?
Wouldn't even think about doing it.
I truly believe he's like a, if this doesn't happen, he's like a, you know, a 12th year of eligibility kind of guy that sneaks in.
Yeah, but if you get in your 12th year of eligibility, you're not a Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean, I guess, but you are. He's in. He deserved it.
Oh.
I'm with you.
That bothers me, man. That really bothers me. I shouldn't let it, but it bothers me. Do you want me to get into the Lucas Glover stuff now, or you want to wait till later?
Let's do it now.
All right. Bad look. Former Clemson golfer and PGA Tour. One thing that came out of the story, did you see where his career earnings?
No. What's it at?
Over $20 million.
Is that right?
Yeah. Good for him, man.
Lucas? We can look that up and make sure.
$20.1 million.
Dang.
In case you missed it yesterday, the Lucas Glover's wife, Krista, was arrested in Ponte Vedra Beach.
She looks crazy.
Saturday night, she was arrested, charged with domestic battery, resisting the officer after she apparently struck him and his mother. According to St. John's Sheriff's Office, inmate records say that she was released Sunday morning after posting bond. He shot 78 on Saturday. In the police report, this is not a good look. I hate doing this. In the police report, it says she became angry after a bad round. He told deputies, quote, every time he plays poorly in a tournament, she begins yelling at him, calling him a loser and another bad name, and ultimately started altercation with him about his performance. He also told deputies per report that she regularly yelled at him about how he needs to fire everyone and how he better win or her and the kids would leave him and he'd never see his kids again. And he said that she'd been drinking throughout the day. Tried to put her in the car. She hit her mother-in-law, according to the police report, and because she was trying to break it up, and visibly separated the car door from the frame when they tried to put her in there and all this kind of stuff. Lucas released a statement on Twitter that said, on May 12th, my wife and my mother were involved in an argument which the police were called. Everyone is fine. Regrettably, although Krista was charged, we were comfortable with the judicial systems that able to address that what actually happened, and Krista will be cleared in this private matter. We thank you for respecting our privacy as we work through this unfortunate situation. I feel terrible this happened. This is going to be something that will be hard for him to shake, that reputation. But I will say this, that if any of this is close to being true, and that's what he told the police, man, the game's hard enough as it is. And if you got your spouse threatening to take your kids away if you don't win, how about that for pressure? This isn't, hey, make the putt to make the Ryder Cup team, that so your wife and kids don't leave you? Come on, man. That's just, if that is the case, and I don't know, that's what the police statement said that he said. And what a crazy world you live in that case. If you play bad, do you get yelled at and hit? Not a good look, man. Not a good look. And I feel bad, and I've already prayed and will continue to pray that everything gets better with all that deal. And I encourage you to do all that. That's just, the other thing is just like, just from a PR standpoint, it'd be hard to shake that. Because, you know, that's what's, now it's not just U.S. Open, former U.S. Open champion. Well, you know, now it's you get this thing.
And let's be clear, though, he, from what the report says and all that's out there right now, he didn't do anything wrong here. He didn't hit his wife.
He shot 78.
Yeah, he shot a 78.
That's the worst thing he did, shoot 78.
He had a tough day on the course.
Well, I'll tell you what. And my wife told me yesterday, she said, you better be glad I don't yell at you every time you play bad golf. we wouldn't talk about anything else in the world, right?
You wouldn't speak at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's tough.
I let me be clear about this, too. You never know what goes on inside someone's household.
Sure.
Private matters, private things, I don't know. Now, once the police are called in, once the police report's out there, it's a public matter now. I just know this. I know, man, that and they said this on the PGA Tour for a long time. Happy wife, happy life. Everybody's happy. You know, you see guys that everything's going good in their lives, and they'll play great. You know, you saw like Rory McIlroy going through his domestic stuff. His house, he didn't play very good. Tiger, his stuff, he didn't play very good. It's tough,
yep,
man.
Yep.
It's tough. When everything else in your life is good, and you got a good agent, and you got a good trainer, and you got a good swing coach, and a good mental coach, and you got good equipment, and you're healthy, and you're playing good, you're confident, it's still tough. But when you got something like that going on, goodness gracious, that's got to be. I couldn't imagine. What's it feel like on like the 14th hole when you're six over, knowing that what faces you when you get done with that round, you know? So I don't care about his golf anymore. I just hope the guy is happy and gets his life and gets his home life and gets the kids and get the other things, like it's supposed to be like in front of the kids that were down there with him and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Young kids and all. That's a tough deal, man. That's a sure. tough deal.
Sure.
And it's going to be a tough PR deal for him. But the PR is not the most important thing right now. Kids, home life, you know, all that. But we talk about it because he's, you know, Greenville native and former Clemson player. And he's one of us, man. Loves Clemson sports. Loves Clemson athletics. And Zach, you just hope he can get it together. Hope that she can get it together and they can work through their deals and the kids won't be affected by it. And he won't be affected by it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, yeah, I'm with you. It's got to be tough for him, let alone facing, you know, all these professionals every single week on some of the world's most difficult courses.
Yeah.
And then having to deal with the threat of your kids being taken away because you have a bad round in a game. That's tough. Yeah. I mean, the guy, he's successful. You said he's made $20 million in his career.
Yeah.
He made $1 million last year. He's at 700 something this year on just earnings on the tour, not with the sponsorships. That's very impressive. It's a seems like it'd be an easy way to live, but I guess everybody has their problems and you got to be respectful of that.
Yeah. Tough deal, man. Tough deal. Hope he gets much better through all of that. I have several things we're going to get to in the next hour. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR. By the way, have you seen the new course they're playing this week down in Dallas, south of Dallas? Really, really cool there. I get you caught up with NCAA golf highlights stuff as well. A little bit of Clemson football talk. Have you noticed how we haven't talked a whole lot of Clemson football in about the past since the spring game?
We have not. It's kind of cooled off a little bit.
You notice that these magazines are starting to come out?
Interesting.
Can't wait. Cannot wait. Looking forward to that. Hey, I do want to tell you about my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. It's that time of year where you're going to spend more time in your garage, more time outside. I spent some time in my garage yesterday, and matter of fact, I double cut my grass yesterday. Man, my grass looking kind of good. And in it, I had this tiny little stain that had spilled in there. So I go inside, I get this like Windex type formula, whatever, formula 409, whatever, spray it down. I take one paper towel and I wipe it up. It's like, oh my gosh, now that's clean. Had it been concrete, it wouldn't have been good. Since it was my solid base epoxy, it looks great. My garage floor is awesome. You agree with that, right? Garage floor is really good. Call my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. It's carolinaflooringspecialist.com. Give Tim Worley a phone call today. Love to hear from you when we come back, hour number two, right after this.
Safely in the Priority One.